Good evening, everyone. Susan, do I have you on the line with me?
Jeffrey.
How are you, Susan?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Susan, that picture of you is beyond stunning. I mean, that enhances the quality of the call, I must tell you. We're FTJ, feel the juice. So, Susan, I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and good to have you in the stateside here. You can hear me pounding my fist in the background because that's the juice, baby. So, Susan, this will be a once-in-a-lifetime call. I feel it. You know what I mean?
I do, too, Jeffrey. And I want to say to everyone, I know you've got some great announcements coming up, that now is the time to Facebook message, to text, to do whatever you need to do to bring more people on, because I'm going to be sharing some amazing tips tonight about getting organized, tax strategies, all of that good stuff. So you want to come with some friends, because Jeff and I are going to deliver the goods.
And don't forget, you're also going to cover how to be elegant while being a millionaire and a mom, right?
Oh, I didn't know I was going to do that, but absolutely, if that's on the bill, we'll do that.
Well, I heard I got a whole group of elegant women all across the United States. I know Regina Galli is out there, and she is Miss Elegant herself, and a whole host of other women. I heard Alexis ring in here, so we have a fabulous call. I'll do these quick announcements really quick because your content is VALUABLE. Good evening, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, and that was Susan Sly, who will be on in about 5 minutes. So as Susan suggested, if you can text, call, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever you got to do, carrier pigeon, whatever is required, get a message to people in your circle of influence, because Susan is absolutely going to cover tax strategies, how to be a businesswoman from the comfort of your home, how to create seven-figure income in more than one business. Susan is the queen of multiple streams of income, the author of multiple books, and many, many courses. The Queen of Ease, Susan Sly, will be on in about 5 minutes. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the 109th anniversary of Breakthroughs to Success in Stockton, California, beautiful Northern California, where we have two seasons, spring and summer. Susan Sly attended Breakthroughs to Success in 2005, February, when she was pregnant with her third child. I'll have to go back and count up which one that was, but this is Breakthroughs 109. I know some of you on tonight's call are listening in, and you will be here Thursday evening for that Breakthroughs groundbreaking event. June 20th, I will be in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Thank you very much, Bridget Bartley, who has consistently hosted many of events with me. June 27th, I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland for the very first time in several years, five to be exact. July 11th, my first ever trip to Birmingham, Alabama, one of my favorite songs of all time, the great Tracy Lawrence, Paint Me a Birmingham. I will be in Birmingham for the first time ever. July 18th, I will be in Newark, New Jersey with the one and only Alexis Romano. That is one of Alexis's team events, and I have the privilege of being able to share the stage with some of Alexis' exceptional leaders. Alexis will be a guest on my call in the very near future, and her sister, Tara Romano, will be my guest on July 7th. Tara is one of five women that I have coached that is having a million-dollar year this year. Susan is having a multiple million-dollar year, so Tara will be my guest Tuesday, July 7th, and that'll be the first time I've ever had Tara on my call. July 25th, Chicago, Illinois. August 1st, Long Island, New York. August 8th, Marina Del Rey. August 14th, I will have the privilege of sharing the stage with Alexis Romano and Susan Sly at a Millionaire Blueprint event. That is a half-day event from 12 to 4 in beautiful San Diego, California. I'm going to be doing an event on August 22nd. Seven-figure incomer Alex Morton is hosting me for the very first time to do an event with him in Phoenix, Arizona. That is actually Scottsdale, and that is a generic event. You'll also get to hear from Alex that day. August 29th, Portland, Oregon, not Maine. September 29th, Pleasanton, California. An exceptional client and friend, Rebecca Caffiero, is hosting both of those events. October 3rd, I will be in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. And it is my plan at some point to have Susan at that event at some point. One of the most beautiful cities in the United States, beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. One of my all-time dreams is to also speak in Savannah, Georgia, which is another beautiful antebellum coastal city in the deep South. And November 7th and in Newark, New Jersey. I'll be hosting an event, Millionaire Blueprint, with Susan Sly, Alexis Romano, C.G. Siddons, and Mark Victor Hansen. Mark Victor Hansen is a very good friend of both Susan and myself, and that will be a fabulous event to get to meet Mark, someone who, with Jack Canfield, produced over $1,136,000,000 in intellectual property with one series called Chicken Soup for the Soul and Chicken Soup for the Everything. Mark will also be a featured speaker on my call in the very near future. Now, in July, I will also be releasing my downloaded coaching program. I'll have my online coaching program, 4 hours of online coaching. I'll be releasing that early in July. I looked at some of the cuts today. It's fabulous content. $1,000, you'll be able to have access 24/7 to 4 hours of online coaching. And I'll also be releasing my certified coaching program that will be 8 hours of how to be a success coach, a business coach, how to effectively coach a team, coach yourself, build a business, and create 6- and 7-figure income from the comfort of your home. That will be the first ever certification program that I've ever released. Both of those will be available in July, and both of them are affiliate products with a 50% profit when you direct people into the sales funnel. It's going to be a fabulous opportunity for anyone to take advantage of in early July. And with that, I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Now, if you can FTG, feel the juice, it's because the speaker I have has been on this call many times, and I absolutely know that she is going to deliver the content tonight that will give you great insight into the cause and effect of why you aren't organized, how to effectively organize yourself, and how to actually become a 6- and 7-figure business earner from the comfort of your home. Susan is the president and CEO of Step Into Your Power, LTD, Crimson Phoenix Marketing, LTD, and one of the highest paid women in network marketing. As a mompreneur, speaker, and author and coach, Susan has been featured guest on Lifetime Television, GoPro Recruiting Mastery, No Excuses, Jeffrey Combs Millionaire Blueprint Live, the CNBN ABC Family, and The Rise of the Entrepreneur Movie. Susan is also the author of The Have It All Woman and Inspired to Win in MLM. When she is not speaking, training, or writing, Susan is often found competing in Ironman triathlons, earning 8th place in the pro division in Malaysia, 5-time finisher at the Boston Marathon, and 2-time competitor for Team Canada in the duathlon. With a heart of gold, Susan always creates time to give back, is a passionate philanthropist with World Vision Cambodia, UNHRC, Make-A-Wish, and Sistering. Susan is not only a first-class human being, she's one of my best friends in the world, and I'm absolutely honored to have the one and only Susan Sly on tonight's More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Susan, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. That was the best introduction that I've ever had. I love you so much, and thank you for having me here.
Well, Susan, no one edifies me better than you, so I can only repay it is so good to have you on tonight's call, and I cannot wait to share some time with you. And now that you are officially in my domain, I'm looking forward to breaking some bread with you one evening, just like we did in the old days. Susan, I'll never forget that about 7 years ago, you did a standing room only event in my museum. Do you remember that back in the day?
I do. I absolutely do, yes.
Do you remember that?
I do. We have done so many great events together, Jeffrey, and I'm excited for New Jersey in November because that is also going to be an amazing event.
It is, and I also want to share with the folks just a little Susan Sly story that I always keep in my sleeve. This is the Susan Sly Red of Hearts Ace. So back in 2005, Susan, you had attended one of my events in Dallas, Texas, at the beautiful Westin Hotel at the Galleria Shopping Center. I had the privilege of having Mark Victor Hansen and Jim Rohn on one stage at the same time. We had 15 inspirational speakers in a 3-day event. Todd Falcone was one of the featured speakers, Myron Golden, Jerry Clark, and a whole host of people. It was the best of the best of network marketing at the time in 2005. at the time, you were relatively new to your company. You were really starting to break through in your company. You were pregnant with your third child, and you brought a team of 15 people to Dallas, Texas. You gave me an endorsement, stood up on the side of the room, and stated that you would be on the stage the very next year, and indeed you were. Kathy Coover was in the very front row of 2006. Jimmy Smith was there giving you a standing ovation for your first ever generic speaking event, and that was January 2006. Thank you very much, Susan. You are a phenomenal woman. Do you remember that story?
I do. Yeah, I absolutely do. And it's incredible to look back. I mean, 10 years later, and everyone listening, I want you to think about this right now, because so often as entrepreneurs, we're in the chaos and overwhelm of our day-to-day existence. It's hard to think 10 years out. And Sari, who is my turning 10 in August, the baby I was pregnant for at that time, I mean, it's incredible how fast 10 years can go by. But thinking back to 10 years ago and what happened in that moment and the gift you gave me, exposing me to people like Jim Rohn as, you know, someone who I shared the stage with, and Mark, and it was just incredible, and it really was a transformative point in my life. And for everyone listening now, the thing I would say to you is that as you plug into these calls and podcasts, Jeffrey is going to connect you with incredible people. And if you really do what everyone is saying and you follow this wisdom, 10 years from now, you know, you can be living an entirely different life, which is just huge. So I couldn't love you more. And I'm excited about what we've accomplished in 10 years. But man, oh, man, I'm excited about the next 10 years now that I live here in the U.S.
Yeah. One more reminisce story, Susan, because I have a lot of Susan stories. I go back to 2001 when you had a black and white photograph on your Facebook page where you had that fist underneath your chin and you were looking very attractive and defiant at the same time. Do you remember that picture?
Yep.
So here's a Susan Sly story, and I have many, many of them. For those of you who don't know Susan, Susan unequivocally walks her talk. Susan was not an overnight success. Susan has unequivocally paid the price and continues to pay the price and reinvent herself multiple times. I have the privilege of having Susan receive one of my audio cassette programs from a company called Cutting Edge Media when I was a sales trainer for them, going back to 2002, 3, 4, and 5. Susan received a cassette called Confessions of a Master Prospector. She wore the cassette out and was also buying 10-cent leads, 50-cent leads, and $1 leads back in the day of Cutting Edge Media. And Susan, you actually closed sales off some of the bottom-of-the-barrel leads, and you didn't treat them like bottom-of-the-barrel leads. You actually treated them like the leads that they deserve to be treated, and you were a closer. Can you share with the folks a little bit before you get into your main topic about how you became such a master recruiter and especially a master prospector?
Absolutely. You know, back in those days, it was a whole different world. This was before Facebook existed and iPhones existed. And I just got a text from someone today, and they said, Susan, if I could only build a seven-figure business one way, what would it be? And I thought it was a profound question. And back in those days, it was interesting. It was a different environment, because to paint a picture, especially for people who are newer, you would buy leads and they would come delivered in an Excel spreadsheet. And you had them delivered all at once. If you bought 400 leads, they came 400 at a time. And very, very quickly, I realized as I started calling the beginning of the list, people would say, oh, you're the seventh person that called me, and they were angry. So I started calling from the bottom of the list because I wanted to call the people who hadn't been called yet before. And we didn't have things like autoresponders and that kind of thing and fresh lead gen. I mean, these were just, they were leads, and people could have been replying saying they were getting a free pizza or diapers or whatever. And I learned very, very quickly, especially from the techniques that I learned from Jeffrey, to do things like double book my leads. So I would say things like this. I'd say, you know, Alexis, listen, hundreds of people have responded to my online ad, and I had 400 leads, so I could say this, right? And I am in the interviewing process. And tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m., I have a 10-minute information call. If you're serious, on a scale of 1 at 1 to 10, I need to know how serious you are. But if you're a 7 or higher, I will, you know, give you the information for that call. And she would say, yeah, that's great. Then, okay, now I'm going to call Jerry in Ohio. And I'd say, Jerry, you know, if you're 7 out of 10 or higher, I'll put you on the call. Then I would do this technique that I learned from Jeffrey, which was so cool. So I call Alexa and I go, look, Alexis, I promised you I would three-way you onto that call, but I am so sorry. Jerry in Ohio is ready to sign up. And in our compensation plan, you know, honestly, I have to work with the people who are ready because it's, you know, if people, it's timing and, you know, I go on and on. And I'd say, well, I'm going to three-way him on, but I will physically give you the number and get you to be on there. And then if, you know, you go on, I'll call you after. And so that brought me to this place of posture where I was double closing in these 10-minute information calls and 20-minute information calls.
With 10 cent and 50 cent lead.
Yeah. It was incredible. And I was working in this closet in Toronto, and my husband Chris and I, we lived at Avenue in Eglinton. If you're at all familiar with Toronto, it's called Midtown. And I had this little closet office in our living room, and I had this table that I had picked up at a flea market and this Dell computer. It was, you know, Jeff, remember the huge monitors? And it sounded like a lawnmower when it was on. I was like, rrr. And this chair from IKEA. And I'd be in there, and I'd be doing these lead calls, and it was hilarious. And back in those days, I was in a company that no longer exists. It was a juice company. And double closing the leads. And I thought, wow, you know, I've made it. I can double close. It's incredible. So I went from there. And when I started coaching with Jeffrey, I went away from leads. And I want to preface this by saying I was also doing face-to-face. I was also doing in-home presentations. I realized very early on, and I want everyone to write this down, that going back to what this woman asked me earlier today, is that if you want to be an exceptional master networker, you have got to master all modalities of building. And so I couldn't just rely on leads. I had to know how to do face-to-face. I had to know how to do in-home presentations. And in doing that, it was interesting because when I came to the next company, I met, you know, so many amazing people through these face-to-face in-home presentations, and I continue to buy leads, and I continue to run ads. And working with Jeffrey, who, and I want to put this out because in the industry of network marketing, it's a small industry, so there have been some different rumors going around. So I have had one network marketing coach, and that is Jeffrey Combs. Thank you very much. I've had coaches for other things. You know, if you want to play tennis, you get a tennis coach. I've had an NLP coach to work on speaking and different things like that. But Jeffrey has been my only network marketing coach. And Jeffrey and I decided, you know, I would run ads in USA Today, and I would run ads in the Robb Report. And it was a fascinating experience because I remember this ad that I had. Jeffrey, you'll remember this, Heart of a Champion won, the bank account won. And I could feel Jeffrey just scratching his head because what I didn't know, I thought, this is a great ad, but it would get such low placement when you're looking at those ads. But anyway, the first person who called my USA Today ad, I ended up closing with a, you know, $550 pack or whatever, and I was so fired up about that. But then the next call I get is this guy, and I won't even say the words in the phone, but he's calling me it starts with an S and it rhymes with mutt, and then a starts with a B, rhymes with witch. You know, he's calling me all this stuff, and he's saying, I'm going to kill you, and I'm freaking out. I called Jeffrey, and I'm like, what the heck? And just like, thick skin, Susan, thick skin, you got to have it. So over the course of time, I've worked very hard to master all of the modalities because honestly, when you make that decision that you're going to work with someone, you have to meet them where they're at. And there are people who are going to come into your organization. They love a party plan. They love to do those in-home presentations. And then you tell them they can only build on social media. You're going to lose them. Or there's a person who comes in and they've come from social media. This happened to me. I recruited someone yesterday, and this person is very, you know, inclined towards social media. They're doing training with some of the top people in the world who do sort of the inclusive online marketing. And so we're having this conversation. He's like, I can't believe you know that person, that person. I was like, look, if that's the way you want to build, we can do this. However, here's the thing I'm going to tell you. The first 10 people, and I want everyone to write this down, the first 10 people you recruit should be people that they recognize your face and you recognize their face. Because if you can't do that, you're just hiding and you're a poser, you're not a real networker. And the reality is in this industry, in this profession, is it is about relationships. So people will say, well, what's the retention rate at X company, Y company, Z company, whatever, and it ultimately is going to come down to the relationships, and it is very profound to build relationships with someone face-to-face. And I just did a in-home presentation on Saturday with someone I'd never met before, connection online, and that was the first time that I'd met this individual. But that's a game changer to actually physically meet someone. So don't think, oh, I want to make money in network marketing. I've made $12 million now to date, and I want to make this money, but I want to hide behind my computer, Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever it is. At some point, you're going to have to get out and meet people. At some point, you're going to have to pick up the phone. But the great thing is the way the industry has evolved over the course of the last, 15 years since I was first exposed to Jeffrey.
And then the last 5 years and the last 2 years has just been amazing, would you agree?
It's incredible. I mean, we have so many things now, but my bottom line message to everyone is don't just pick one thing. If you want to get good and you want to be the best of the best and you want to be in the seven-figure and multiple seven-figure club like Alexis and the different people listening, then you have got to be masterful at the different modalities, and that's the bottom line.
And Susan, you know, I have coached 5 women that are having seven-figure years. That would be you, CG, Tara Romano, Alexis Romano, and Jennifer Trinkner, and all five of you have done it through multiple lead sources, and all 5 of you come from different walks of life. Now, in today's world, whether you're a man or a woman, would you agree that in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months, you can unequivocally be living the life you want to live, provided, and I'll let you fill in the blank, provided you
are organized and provided you are structured, because a fool with money is still a fool, right? And Will Smith, I love what he says, which is this, that money doesn't change who you are. It only amplifies what is already there. So basically, you know, if you're an idiot and you make a lot of money, you're still going to be an idiot. And, you know, just to cut to the chase, it just, the reality is that with the profession of network marketing or whatever it is you do, not everyone listening is in network marketing, you can change your life rapidly in a year. And I'll tell you a quick story. So the very famous story about Tony Robbins. And so Tony Robbins is this down-and-out kid. And I've heard the story from Tony, and I've also heard it from Jim Rohn while he was still alive. And Jim Rohn decides he's going to do an event in Jeffrey, we did an event in that same area. Was it Santa Monica?
Yeah, in Santa Monica, California.
In Santa Monica. And Jeffrey has a memory that is better than anyone else on the planet, so I just want to put that out there. So Jim decides, and he does these flyers and these ads and everything, and he's all excited. And this is, over 35 years ago.
1982,
thank you.
Robbins was 17 years old.
Yeah, and Jim thinks he's going to have all these people attend, and I believe there were 36 people in that room.
That is correct. Front row. Yeah. It was the last hotel on the very end of Century Boulevard. I've spoken there. That's actually in Inglewood.
In Inglewood. And, you know, imagine, you know, and for people listening, how many times have you done an in-home presentation or event? You're like, all these people are going to come, and, like, hardly anyone comes. And Jim used to say this, you have to focus on who's there in that moment, not who's not there. And so front row, you've got Mark Hughes, who would go on to, you know, found Herbalife, and he was 19 at the time, Tony Robbins 17. And that changed his life. And Tony Robbins at that point was just this kid, and he actually started to make money and come out of there and change his life. He studied NLP, did all these things, but at 24, he ended up down on his luck again. He was making $36,000 a year. That's the famous story. He's doing dishes in his bathtub. He gains all this weight, and his friend comes over and says, what happened to you? You look like crap. And so Tony Robbins gets a Walkman. And now how many of you remember Walkman? I used to have one. I had several. I burned out many of Jeffrey's tapes on an old Sony Walkman. And I played them so much the tapes just got all, you know, stretched out. But so Tony goes out. He's like, I'm just going to run until I bleed, right? So he's running. He's listening to music, and he runs on the beach until he physically collapses. He runs with a journal, and he writes in the journal, here is what I am committed to not being anymore, you know, fat and idiot. So, and that's the year that he reads all the books and, you know, makes $1 million in the story of his life. And the reason I'm sharing that story is this, is that whoever you are listening to this right now, and, you know, no matter what's going on, you can dramatically change your life in a year. But here's the thing. You are going to have to be coachable. And the number one problem I see is this, that there are people like Jeffrey who have been in the trenches, and they have been there. They have done that. They are giving you free wisdom every Tuesday night. There are people like myself who are coming here to train and telling you what to do. But the things we're telling you to do are not necessarily easy. So you would rather listen to a poser, someone who is telling you stuff to do that has actually never done it, but it's much easier. And as a result, if you go in that road and you're not willing to do what is hard, then guess what? Your life is going to stay hard. And I love what T. Harv Eker said. He said this, if you are only committed to doing what is easy, your life will always be hard. But if you are willing to do what is hard, your life will always be easy. So if you want to change your life in the next 365 days and have a completely amplified life, then you've got to be willing to do the hard stuff.
You know, Susan, I love to ask people this. What was your lowest moment as a business owner?
As a business owner, many.
I know I've witnessed some of them with you.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would say in January of 2000, it was January 2000, you know, we come to the millennium, everyone's freaking out about Y2K, and on January 13th, I get diagnosed with MS, and then 3 days later, I caught my then husband having some extracurricular activities, and we've made nice in the sandbox now, and we laugh about things, but, you know, I was devastated, and there I was sick, and, you know, 16 weeks later, I had gone to Alabama to race the Powerman Alabama. I had an agent. I had a coach. I didn't tell anyone I was sick. I passed out on ESPN. I came back. My body is covered in shingles. And I go into my health club. It's Good Friday. And there's a padlock on the door. And we had been shut down for failure to pay taxes. And I had buried my head in the sand and been ridiculous. And I was very focused on the marketing of the health club that we had about 50 employees, and I was doing, you know, teaching a lot of classes, and I was all about the fun stuff. I wasn't willing to do the hard stuff and be organized and structured and everything. And we were shut down, and I was humiliated. We lived in a town of about 100,000 people, and my divorce and separation were written about in the newspaper. I had the scarlet letter. I hung my head in shame. I lost absolutely everything. I had three choices. One was I could go to Toronto and live on my brother-in-law's sofa and be homeless. Number two, I could try and figure out my life in that town where everyone was now judging what had happened. Or number three, I could go live with my father. And my father said, you cannot come live here because, you know, you have to make your own way. And I was really angry at him at the time because I was exhausted and I was sick and I was a mom. And, you know, so I chose option A, and I went and lived on my brother-in-law's stuff. And, you know, he took me in. His name's Ian. I'm grateful to this day. And I turned my life around, and I got a job, still didn't tell anyone I was sick. And I want everyone to write this down because I was reading Wallace D. Waddell's book, and I made a video about this. It's going to come out in a couple weeks on my Power Show. And it's really about blooming where you're planted. And I don't care if you are cleaning hotel rooms right now, if you are, you know, sideways in network marketing right now, if whatever you're doing right now, if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, I don't care. If you can't make the most of where you're at, you are never going to have more. And so there I was, living on my brother-in-law's sofa with his girlfriend who hated my guts, and I get a job at this health club in management, and I said, I'm sick, I'm slurring my speech at time, progressive MS, I was very, very ill, but I'm going to make the most of this. And so I was part of the chain of clubs, Bally Total Fitness, and there were 444 clubs back in the day. And this was in the days when Bally's had those ads. Some of you are old enough to remember this, when like the rip six-pack and everything. And I said, I'm going to become the number one sales producer in this whole chain. And I did. And I was the first person to take a department to $1 million. I started the department, it was $300,000. I took it to $1 million. And I had this boss. His name was Jason. And Jason had the office beside me. He's always yelling at me like, you need to hire more people. And I said, no, I'm going to teach my people how to sell. And he said, if you don't hire more people, I'm going to fire you. And I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me 3 months. Let me work with the people I have, teach them how to sell, and then we'll have the discussion. And I took the department to $1 million. All of my people are making more money. Lee Hillman, who at that point was the president of Bally Total Fitness, he flies up from Chicago. I meet with him, and he's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm teaching people how to sell. And it was interesting because I had this 8-step system back then. And write this down, please. If you want to be successful in network marketing, direct sales, many of you are in this profession, you've got to have a solid system of teaching people how to sell, a solid system how to launch people. And so this is what I did, and people are making all this money and super successful, but I was still sick. And you know, the thing is that when you're in denial, that eventually it's going to catch up to you. And I was really, even though I was producing in one area, I was very sick in my physical health. And so one day I'm training my client, Howard, because I was a personal trainer. Back in those days, my billing rate was about $125 to $150 an hour, which in today's dollars would be $250, $300. And I'd worked with celebrities and pro athletes and different people. I'm training Howard, and his name is Howard Goldberg. And so I'm training him, and Howard is going to do a bench press, and I'm plate loading the 45-pound plates. And because of MS, I almost dropped one on his chest. And that's when I knew I was done, Jeffrey. And I just said, you know what, I've got to do something different. And I had re-met my great love from high school. We had grown up in the same small town. Our dads had gone to high school. And Chris, my amazing husband who's coached with Jeffrey, been through breakthroughs, we moved back to the small town that we grew up in, and I resigned myself to die. And I would say, you know, going through that whole experience, losing a business, losing, you know, reaching a pinnacle. And when I had my business, I was on television, radio, reaching a pinnacle, going down, and then reaching another pinnacle, and then going down again. It was an interesting observation, because in looking back at it now, the common theme was that I refused to take responsibility for my life. When I was in the first situation, I had the symptoms and signs of MS. I had the symptoms and signs that my marriage wasn't healthy, but I chose to sweep it under the rug. And then in the second situation...
Addicts love speed, Susan. Don't forget that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. And I was, and to a certain degree, I was addicted to the chaos and addicted to the pain. And that's where coming out of that, when I eventually surrendered to the profession of network marketing, I made a vow that I would learn how to get organized, I would learn how to get structured, I would learn how to take responsibility, and that I wouldn't live in that place anymore.
Susan, one of those common questions I get, and you and I are both highly organized, as is our friend Alexis Romano, and she teaches organizational skills similar to you and I, but this is one of those common questions I get. I've been unorganized my whole life. I'm overwhelmed. I'm in absolute chaos. I have no system. Where do I start?
It starts with a decision.
So
it
I
starts
always
with
say.
A decision.
So you have produced unequivocally the most awesome Organize Your Life program that I've ever seen. Can you share with the people listening a little bit about the process of being and staying? Anyone can get, but you have to learn how to stay organized. Mm. Can you share with people your tips on how to be and stay organized?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is it's interesting because outer chaos is a reflection of inner chaos and vice versa. So if you are chaotic on the inside, you are creating a chaotic environment. I can promise you that, and that's where Jeffrey is masterful. I don't work to reprogram people internally. What I say is this: if we can shift your environment, you will begin to shift on the inside. So I have clients who have had challenges for years maintaining organization and so on, but we shift the right things in their environment, and they begin to shift on the inside, and they maintain it. And one of my premises, I have a new book coming out. This year I have two new books coming out. One is a project with Jack Canfield called Soul to Success 2 that will launch this fall. And then I also have a book coming out, Organize Your Life, based on my work. And the premise I teach is this, is really about this power of five. So could you undertake five actions, or could you utilize 5 minutes to really make some transformation? And five is not a number that is overwhelming to people. And most people say, yeah, you know what, Susan, I could do it. And so what I teach in my programs and the work that I do is to help that person understand that in as little as 5 actions a day or in 5-minute segments, you can really begin to transform the results that you're getting and transform your life. And I teach 2 different courses. So one course is Organize Your Life, the Fundamentals. And as a mother of 5, and believe me, if I walked you through my day today, you would, you know, honestly, I know everyone has lots of things going on, and I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I teach from a place where I get it. You know, yesterday my son's at an engineering camp at ASU and I'm getting this call from a number that I don't recognize and, you know, finally pick it up and my son's having a hard time. He needs early pickup. Meanwhile, I've got 4 webinars yesterday. You know, I've got 2 other kids in a different camp. I've got my 18-year-old calling me. She's about to leave for Europe. I've got all this other stuff going on. And, you know, what I really teach in that class is to organize, how do you organize your family and your money and, you know, the different aspects of your life. And then the other course I teach, Organize Your Life for Home-Based Business Owners, is a fascinating one for me. So this one is done over 6 weeks, and then we have 2 additional weeks. And I bring in people like Kevin Thompson. He is the top MLM attorney, I would say, in the world. I mean, Kevin is brilliant. He's a friend of mine. And he talks about how to make a person so they protect their brand and really protect their image, and what are some tips and techniques you could do. I also bring in Sandy Botkin. Sandy trained IRS auditors. He's a lawyer. He's a CPA. And he, you know, people who have small businesses are 800% more likely to be audited than the average person. So he talks about audit proof, and I teach people simple things that they can do that don't cost a lot of money. And I always find this interesting. So everything I teach are things that are very achievable. I mean, if you can have a notebook and you can have a day planner. And then I see people, I have people take my course and then they go make day planners and want to sell them and make money. I'm like, that's not the point. The point is that everything you need to run a multi-million dollar business from the comfort of your own home, you can buy online at Staples.com or Office Max. In my class right now, I would say like 60% of people are American, 30% are Canadian. Then I have the remaining 10% come from Australia. And the class I have coming up, Jeffrey, in September is already 30% sold out. It's just crazy. And Jeff and I were talking the other day, and I said, I have never had so many students this early on before the class starts September 15th. It's crazy.
It's outstanding. So when someone is overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, what's the number one tip you would give them?
Okay. Well, the first thing I always say is with clarity and certainty, there can be no overwhelm. So the first thing I would say is, what is your top goal? Number one goal, because priority comes from the Latin word priore, which means one. And this whole notion of priority with a plural was actually a 20th century phenomenon. For those of you, Jeffrey loves words and he knows much more about the sourcing of words than I do, but I was researching this for my new book. So we didn't start adding an S to priority, Jeffrey, until like the 1950s. It's crazy. So people these days are like, oh, I've got all these priorities. No, you don't. You have one. And so the first thing I would ask you is, what is that number one priority? You know, is it that you have to bring more money in, or is it that your health is sideways and backwards or whatever it is, but you can only have one. And then the next thing I teach our students is to look at what is the room that is associated with that priority. So if your priority is to make more money, then what does your home office space look like? And I'm going to give you guys some tips because I just want to see everyone be successful. So something like one of the things I do for fun is read the IRS tax code. I am not a tax expert, but I know lots of tax experts. So one of the things I was reading the other day for my book is about allowable office space and dedicated space and things like that. So a lot of people, they come into a profession like network marketing, direct selling, and they'll say, yeah, I'll just set up, you know, I'm going to build in the pockets of my life, and I'm going to be like, oh, just doing this, like while I'm changing my baby, and, you know, yeah, and that's all great, and I love that, but I'm going to get real with everyone. The IRS doesn't care for that. They don't like that. They don't believe in that. If you want to have the same kind of credible tax deductions that Warren Buffett does or any other professional business owner does, then you have to have a dedicated space. Now, it can be in your bedroom, it can be in your living room, but it has to be a space that you don't serve meals on, my friends, that you don't change your baby on. It has to be dedicated for your profession. Now, there are types of spaces that are called multi-use spaces, but they don't get the same amount of tax write-off. So I teach my students that kind of stuff, Jeffrey, but I would say, look at your priority. Look at the room associated with your priority. So if right now you're listening to this and you know you will have 100 pounds to go to reach your healthy goal weight, then maybe start with your kitchen. If your marriage is sideways and backwards, I'll tell a quick story. I had a student, and she took my course, and she was in network marketing, and she really wanted to make money, but she was on the cusp of a divorce. And I said, I need you to get real with me. I'll call her Liz. Liz, I need you to get real with me. Is your top priority to make more money right now because you and your husband are both working, or is it to do something with your marriage because you have little kids? And she said, to be honest, it's my marriage. I said, tell me what your bedroom looks like. She said, Susan, it's embarrassing. We have a treadmill in there. It's covered in clothes. I have literally 8 laundry baskets that are overflowing. I can barely walk around the bedroom. And I said, so basically, Liz, you're telling me the first thing you see when you wake up in the morning is chaos. The last thing you see at night is chaos, and you expect to have some kind of like mutually fulfilling romantic relationship. And she's like, yeah, I see what you're saying. I said, so I want you to start there. And she's like, yeah, but I want to make more money. I said, you're not going to make any more money, because if that's how you're beginning and starting your day, like beginning and ending your day, is not going to happen. So she cleans up the bedroom, gets it organized. I make her send me pictures, everything, and the marriage starts to heal. She's like, it's amazing. He's treating me differently. I'm going, duh, of course he is, right? Everything's, you know, falling into flow. And suddenly her business is getting better because it's this ripple effect, right? So people who say, you know, I don't know where to begin, you begin with your primary goal. And I also teach my students, if they have a monkey on their back, and that is something, you know, I know some of you haven't filed taxes in 5 years and you know, are in chaos. But if you, Jeffrey has had many monkeys on his back, and I've been with him through some of them through the last 10 years. Jeff, we've been through a lot of monkeys, I would
say. We have wall-kicking moments.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it. And I will tell you, Jeffrey is masterful at compartmentalizing. And here's another tip I'll give you. When you have a monkey on your back, so whether it's an IRS audit, you know, infidelity, or, you know, whatever it is that you've got going on, lawsuit, whatever it is, you've got to dedicate time. What the average person does is they try and sweep it under the rug. They don't deal with it. What an achiever does, and what Jeffrey does when he has monkeys on his back, is he dedicates specific time and resources just to dealing with that. So he still goes on coaching his clients, producing products, and creating revenue and helping a lot of people, but he is dedicating time. And the worst thing you can do when you have a situation like that is to not deal with it. So
it's worry, too. Worry is also will just suck the life out of you. Susan, I've been through 2 lawsuits, other challenges, and I had an IRS challenge. And I have great attorneys like you. I have the top-tier attorneys, Cologne and Harrell in Stockton, California. They are some of the best tax attorneys in California. And Jason Harrell, who's been with me through just thick and thin for 15 years, Susan, here's what he told me. The wheels of justice grind slowly, shut up and produce. That's what he told me. That's classic, isn't it?
Yep.
And Susan, I've also had wall-kicking moments. I must admit, I've called a psychic before when I was sober. One would go, is it going to be okay? Is it going to be okay? And they go, yeah, it's going to be okay. Good. That'll be $250. And they go, great. Now I can produce it's going to be okay.
I've had wall-kicking moments. I've called Jeffrey. Jeffrey gives the best advice. You need a 1-900 number, dude.
That was classic. I call my psychic, Bill. It's going to be okay, Bill. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, kid. Shut up and produce.
And it's, you know, if you're, I want to say this because when Jeffrey and I do these calls together, I'm never going to hold back. And many of you know I'm a very loving person. I want to see people win. But sometimes, and I'm like this with my kids too, if I sugarcoat the truth, it's never going to help you. You're just going to get cavities. So the bottom line is, if you want to be in business and you want to be serious about being in business and produce six-figure results and seven-figure and multiple seven-figure results, I have many friends who are worth hundreds of millions. Harvey McKay is one of my dear friends, amazing mentor. He's worth like almost $1 billion. You know, he has the jet and the houses and everything, seven New York Times best-selling books. I mean, he's amazing. And
Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. I have it.
Yeah, and Swim with the Sharks or Get Eaten Alive. And all of these guys will tell you that you have to be organized. And here's an interesting thing. The wealthiest people I know, they all keep a notebook. That would be a clue. The wealthiest people I know maximize their time. When I do things like three-way calls or whatever I'm doing, they're in 15-minute chunks. And my whole day is divided down into five-minute pieces. I can get so much done, Jeffrey, in 5 minutes. And people always say, well, how do you do it all? How do you write books? How do you do this? I am the master of 5 minutes.
So am I. I can get more done in 3 minutes than most people can get done in 3 hours.
Exactly. I know you can't. So, yeah, it's just about being respectful of your time. It's about honoring that. And I remember Jeffrey saying years ago, you know, if you want to make $1 million a year, your time is worth $500 an hour. And most people don't value their time. And the other tip I would give to everyone is called minimalize. Minimalize everything. And one of the things I teach people and I'm writing about in the new book is the art of saying no. And that's a whole piece about how to gracefully using NLP techniques back out of commitments and different things. Because in a world right now where we're so connected and the average person wakes up and they're like on Facebook and they have to see how many people like their Instagram and they're checking their texts and doing all those things and they're just plugged in and that they do it all day and they go to bed like that, your cortisol, your stress hormones go up, it throws off your growth hormone, everything else. But on top of it, you aren't really doing things that are that effective. And in this whole minimalist notion is that you're saying no more often, and you're only saying yes to those things that truly resonate for you. And science has discovered we now have three brains, interestingly enough. So neurons that we have in our brain, our cerebral cortex, our you know, entire gray matter in our skull, they have now found neuron-like cells in the gut and also in the heart. So one of the things that I teach is that when you're considering what to say yes to and what to say no to, is you just take a moment and say, how does this make me feel? How does it make me feel in my heart? How does it make me feel in my gut? An interesting story, I was scheduled to go and do a speaking event, and I was not feeling it. Every time I thought about it, I just felt anxious, and you know, it just didn't feel right. And so I ended up saying no. And in the past, I would have, you know, really felt guilty or, you know, whatever, but I didn't. And it ended up being so great. And I won't go into all the details, but it ended up being very, very beneficial for me that I didn't go. And so we all inherently know, and I think probably 80% of the people on this call right now, in this podcast, are yesaholics, and you're saying yes to so many things and not necessarily the most effective things, not necessarily to the things that are going to deal with the monkey on your back or help you get to your number one priority, whatever that is.
That was classic. Yesaholics. That is, and that's what people do, Susan, is they over-obligate, and that's a key component of procrastination. The two keys that I assist people to understand is the cause that creates the effect of procrastination is you don't procrastinate because you're a procrastinator. You procrastinate to avoid perceived pain and or rebel. And many people also over-obligate themselves because they are yesaholics. I mean, you really broke it down for people.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about one of your new books that's coming out that's really exciting, because I was in the beginning, I remember when you were negotiating with Harvey McKay to assist you with your books, I knew of the one book, but I didn't know of the other book that you're doing with Canfield.
Sure. So, yeah, the book with Jack Canfield, there's so many cool things going on. Next week I'm going to New York and I'm doing some filming, and then this clip will air on CNBC and CNN and Fox. And the book that I'm doing with Jack Canfield is a multi-author project called Soul to Success, and we know it's going to be a Amazon bestseller. So that's coming out this fall. I'm headed to the Literary Awards in LA in September, which is very, very cool. And then Organize Your Life, I'm actually going to release at Millionaire Blueprint with Jeffrey in San Diego, but that book isn't going to be available for the public. It's only available for the people attending that event. And then we are going to do the official launch on September 25th. I believe it's the 25th. That happens to be my birthday. That's the day I chose, which is going to be very cool. Oh, gosh. I mean, there's lots of good things going on. I'm headed to speak again at GoPro. Tony Robbins is speaking there. That event is sold out in October. And then, of course, Jeff and I and Alexis are going to be together in New Jersey on November 7th with Mark Victor Hansen, who's an amazing, amazing speaker. So there are lots of great things going on, and my gosh. And the number one thing that's happened for me, I would say, in the last year is just this real clarity of purpose. And I believe firmly, as someone who, you know, has been out of balance, that balance happens in moments. It doesn't happen as a destination we reach 24/7. It happens in moments. And my objective is to help people have more of those moments. And you're never going to have them unless you're organized, number one. And number two, if, you know, unless you really have a solid financial structure in place. So that's the objective. Those are the things I'm working on, lots of exciting things. We just bought a house. We're moving in July. And, you know, there's lots of stuff going on, Jeffrey, as always. But, you know, it's amazing to look back at the person I was at the beginning of the journey, so
well, let's bring that up, Susan. At the beginning of the journey, I happen to know that you went through a lot of challenges as a small girl growing up in a household where there was friction and it created an addiction. Can you share with the folks a little bit about how, because they see the Susan Sly today. They see the Susan today that is elegant, that's on CNBC, that's the author of two soon-to-be best-selling books, multi-seven-figure income earner. You have all these awards. You're traveling the world. You're a philanthropist. But back in the day, Susan, when you were a small girl, you went through a lot of – you lived in a household where there was a lot of challenges. You had to overcome a lot just to get through your sixth year in life. Could you share with the folks a little bit about the inner strength and courage you developed by going through those challenging moments?
Oh, for sure, yeah, and gosh, I know, does the work ever end, right? It's like crazy.
Healing, you know, the inner child.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And like many people listening, I know at least statistically one-third of everyone, you know, I was an abused kid. I was born to a mother who tried to commit suicide several times while she was while I was, you know, in her womb. She was pregnant for me. She had aborted my siblings, my brother and my sister, and so she, you know, I wasn't really wanted, and went and she smoked two packs a day of Peter Jackson cigarettes. I don't even know. I don't smoke, so I don't even know if that's a current brand, but back in the early 70s it was. And when I was born, it was 1972, September 25th, and there was a big blackout in Toronto and New York, and so I came out candlelight, but I couldn't breathe. My lungs were black with tar, and they had to put me in an oxygen tent. And for years, up until about, oh gosh, last year, I required an inhaler. And I did some incredible work last year that was mind-blowing, doing a lot of NLP and different things, but no longer need that. And it was interesting because that became my anchor, and I used it. And one of my addictions was really this asthma inhaler, because when I was three, my mother kidnapped me, and I remember that day so clearly. I came back from preschool, and she had the suitcase out, and I said, "What's going on?" She said, "Well, we're going on vacation." I said, "What about Daddy?" And she said, "Well, he's not coming." And I said, "Well, I don't want to go with you." I never liked her. My mother has mental illness and all sorts of different things. I never liked her. I never loved her. It was a very strange phenomenon. And she took me, and so there was a Canada-wide search warrant. They didn't know where I was, and she kidnapped me, took me to Halifax, where she had grown up. And there I was. But back in those days, the mother got custody. And so my mom used to do things. She was a registered nurse. She'd go and work the night shift and leave me alone. And there I was, by that time, four, terrified. And I would hide in the closet and I get the food and I bring it in with me and I put boxes and I'd be alone all night screaming. I remember one night I pressed zero on the phone and I said to the operator, I want to talk to my daddy. And she said, who's your daddy? And I said his name and she said, what's his phone number? I said, I don't know. Where does he live? I said, where he lives. She got him on the phone and my dad got in the car and he drove 14 hours. And my mother told the authorities that he was crazy, and so I didn't get to go with him. And so finally, by the time I was in grade three, and there was a lot of sexual abuse and emotional abuse, but by the time I was in grade three, I finally got to go live with him. And it, you know, I by this time had so many programs about ways that I got attention or ways that I didn't feel a part of something or included. And so I would do things like have asthma attacks to get my dad's attention. And I never felt that I fit in. By the time I was 10, I was a women's size 14. I was teased. I grew up in a mostly, and no offense to anyone, white town. And being mixed race, I was one of only five visible minority families in this town. So I got called every name you can imagine, plus being fat, plus being raised by a single dad. I mean, and not to be the victim, but it's interesting how the programming works. And so what ended up happening to me, I moved out at a very early age. I skipped two grades in high school. I did a four-year university degree in 3 years because I was just done. I was done with being a kid. I wanted to be out on my own. But I hadn't dealt with my stuff, and so I took it into adulthood, and I had abandonment issues and anger issues. And fortunately, alcohol and drugs were not my thing, but exercise became my thing as a way of punishment and getting attention and choosing bad relationships. And when I brought all of my stuff into network marketing, it was amazing what I attracted. I attracted a lot of powerful women who I ended up fighting with, and you know, it was just so incredible to observe that. And I remember my first conversation with Jeffrey and saying, I want to be a millionaire. And he said, Susan, you know, I coach a lot of people and I know you'll do it, but you'll never be happy, because I was so angry and I was such a prover. And the big thing, the conclusion that I've come to over the past few years is really that fear and anger allowed me to produce some results. They actually allowed me to produce millions of dollars, but you can only get so far with fear and anger, and that at some point you have to go into love and self-acceptance and doing things for the right reasons. And actually, just before this training, I was having dinner with friends of mine, and this guy owns the largest ad agency in the Southwest, and we have another friend who's undergoing a lawsuit. And he said, well, what do you really think about this lawsuit? It's a major lawsuit. And I said, you know, I did some coaching with our friend, and what it came down to was this, that our friend was driven by dollar signs in their eyes, and they made a commitment to things that they just couldn't live into and did it for the wrong reasons. It was just about the money and not about helping the people. And so as a result, the deal went sideways, and the lawsuit is multiple seven figures, and it's really, really bad for this other friend of ours. But the good thing that came out of it is the lawsuit's still ongoing, but the good thing that came out is our friend, the subsequent deals, was doing them for the right reasons and realized where he'd made the error. And for me, I realized that my build in network marketing, because it had been fueled by anger and competition and self-loathing and everything, that got me to a point. But, you know, eventually awards and those types of things became very empty, and I had to look internally and say, could I do this out of really the right reasons, and could I do it in a place of being more forgiving with myself? And that doesn't mean complacency or whatever, but could I do this in a much more balanced, loving way, which I did. And when I made that decision, my income actually grew much faster. And so the place that I would love for everyone to be at, whoever, you know, you are and listening to this right now, is that if you're that person that is blaming other people for your lack of results, or you're that person who is so angry, you're angry about where you're placed in your company, or you're angry about your company and maybe they designed a product and you don't like it, or they changed the compensation plan, or, you know, whatever the nonsense is, the drama, the chaos that you have, I would say to you that that's a big signal that your anger and your frustration is no longer going to serve you, because chances are your business has flatlined, you're stagnant, And you're not going to get to that next level until you step into, I own the worldwide trademark for this saying, step into your power, until you do step into your power. And you step into your power and say, you know what, I am going to be much more effective building out of love and of faith and appreciation and doing things for the right reasons. And that's where you're going to make the quantum leap for the remainder of the year. And I would invite you to think about this. What if the rest of this year could be the best of your year? And what if the rest of your life could be the best of your life? And I don't care if you're 55 or 75 or 85 or 25. I mean, what if the rest of your life could be the best of your life? It isn't going to be as long as you're angry and resentful. It's just not going to happen.
Susan, that was fabulous, sharing people, letting people know your background and what you've been through, the character building moments that allowed you to become the woman and businesswoman and philanthropist that you are today. I know you put together a package for the people listening. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little time here, then we're going to go and wrap it up. Thank you very much, Susan Sly. It has been fabulous having you on tonight's call.
Well, thank you so much, Jeffrey, for having me. And, you know, my number one reason for being here is you. I mean, you asked me to do something, I'm going to do it. And number two is for everyone listening. And it's my hope that you garnered something from tonight. And go ahead and visit my Facebook fan page. It's simple. It's just Susan Sly Live on Facebook. So Susan Sly Live, public figure. And I'd love to hear what you're taking away. I read every comment on there. We're up to almost 30,000 fans. I'm going to read your comments. Right now we have a video contest going on. So on Mondays, we call them BU Mondays. And it's, you submit a video about what you love about being you, and you can enter into a contest to win some great stuff. So I would encourage you to do that. I'm on Instagram as well. And go ahead, follow me there and on Twitter. And my course, Organize Your Life for Home-Based Business Owners, as I said, it is selling out. And I do a lot of trainings and calls. And even before this starts, I have a huge speaking event in Las Vegas. I have Millionaire Blueprint with Jeffrey. By the time September 15th comes, there aren't going to be any spaces left. So that class, in that class, what we do is, first and foremost, we get you structured in your business. And my goal is to make you audit-proof. Not that you won't get audited, my friends. You may get audited, but that you will be structurally and functionally sound. And we bring in people to help you do that. I also teach you NLP techniques, negotiations, all sorts of things. And our students, they make, you know, I'm not saying this is going to happen to you, but we do have a lot of students, and all sorts of great things happen to them. They land better deals. The last time I taught this, I had a guy in a network marketing company, and he hadn't recruited people in a while. And week number two, he recruited five people in one day. And his upline, who's number one in that company, not a company I've ever been in, you know, we were talking about him not that long ago in Las Vegas, and he was like, whatever you did, it just transformed him. So that class starts September 15th. It is taught webinar style. I teach all my own classes. We do record them. There is accountability in a private group. We send out the recordings. They're amazing. And that class would retail at $949, and it's $247. So if you go to SusanSly.com and you go into the shopping cart, you'll see Organize Your Life for Home-Based Business Owners. That's the next class that's starting, and it's an incredible value. You know, we say if you don't get results, we'll give you your money back. We don't care. We want you to get results, and I would encourage you to do it because it will sell out, and capacity is capacity. It's all we can do is all we can do. And as I said, I have lots of events coming up, so I fully anticipate that the class is going to be sold out actually very soon, Jeffrey. So go to SusanSly.com and definitely do that. On SusanSly.com, there is also a free download. It is my Organize Your Life Planner. And every January, we have thousands of downloads of this thing. And it's 27 pages. It will help you organize all aspects of your life. It's absolutely beautiful. Our website is getting made over, and that's going to happen soon. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll have two websites. And so many great things going on. I'm going to be going back into the recording studio and producing. I have my shift meditation on SusanSly.com. And the friend of mine who owns the ad agency, we're having dinner, he's like, I love that thing. And that's $3.97. And we sell a lot of those. And it really will help you overcome. I had a woman, 14-year smoker, gave it up in 30 days. A mother and daughter didn't speak for 5 years. They both listened to it. They reconnected. It's amazing. So go there, get that. And I'm going back into the studio. Radio Jeffrey, and to go along with the Organize Your Life book and the premise of, you know, 5 actions, 5 minutes a day can change your life, I'm going to be recording 5-minute meditations and visualizations coming up. So lots of great stuff going on, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Thank you very much, Susan. It's been a privilege and pleasure having you on tonight's call. I look forward to sharing the stage with you in San Diego, California. That is August 14th with Alexis Romano, Millionaire Blueprint. And Susan gave you an absolute great value. Take advantage of that. I want to thank every one of you for being on tonight's call. I will see you next Tuesday night on June 16th. Have a great evening, everyone.
Good night,
Susan.
Everyone.
Bye-bye.